The Florida House has approved a plan to give bonuses to teachers and principals, but critics take issue with handing out money based on test scores that are sometimes decades old. I'm Nick Evans. Since 2015, Florida has given out bonuses to teachers under the Best and Brightest program. To be eligible, teachers must be rated highly effective in the classroom and score within the 80th percentile on a standardized test like the SAT. In each of the last 2 years, state lawmakers have appropriated about $50 million for the program. But this year, Miami Republican Representative Manny Diaz wants to make a bigger splash.
This amendment conforms to the proposed House General Appropriations Act, which includes a $200 million additional funds for the Best and Brightest Teacher and Principal Scholarship Program. It also changes the eligibility criteria to the 77th percentile for the exams listed in the bill.
The changes would more than quadruple the money lawmakers have devoted to the program in prior years, expand eligibility to more teachers, and for the first time include principals. This week, lawmakers began hashing the plan out on the House floor, and many Democrats aren't too thrilled with the idea.
Looking at the provisions, are we not concerned that this will compromise our evaluation, the integrity of our evaluation system for our principals?
That's Miami Democrat Chevron Jones. Principals are eligible for a bonus based on how many best and brightest teachers they employ. But some worry Diaz's bill could encourage administrators to cook the books, because part of a teacher's eligibility could be tied to classroom evaluations. Diaz sidestepped the question. Orlando Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith raises another longstanding complaint.
Is it still the case that with this scholarship program, that a teacher can qualify for the Best and Brightest scholarship based on an SAT or SAT exam they perhaps took 25 years ago?
It is still the case. Diaz's bill also expands the range of eligible tests to include postgraduate exams like the GRE or LSAT and lowers the qualification benchmark to the 77th percentile. Smith raises another point, too.
The Senate budget, the governor's budget, as well as the State Board of Education have all recommended that we slash some of the funding for this scholarship. Why have we decided in this budget in the House to expand it exponentially when others are recommending the opposite?
But according to Senator David Simmons, his chamber is ready to deal. The Altamonte Springs Republican chairs the Senate Budget Committee for pre-K to 12 education.
At this time, we do not have a best and brightest allocation that is within this budget. However, we do contemplate working with our colleagues in the House to expand the best and brightest program.
Lawmakers are planning to start budget negotiations in the coming week. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.